massive.
Auto sales, and we're not talking showroom.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today could be a decision day for Chrysler. The bankrupt car maker will be back in court in about an hour seeking approval of its sale to Fiat. Now, Fiat's playing a little hard to get in another matter. They're not showing up today for a meeting about the future of GM in Europe. And while the Italian carmaker says it's still interested in the operation there, it claims the German government is making unreasonable financial demands. Our man in Europe, Stephen Beard, reports.
Today's meeting in Berlin is supposed to settle a key issue. Which of the companies bidding for GM Europe does the German government prefer? The German government has a key role in this. It's offering billions of dollars of state aid to whichever company wins control. There are now only two bidders in the running, Fiat and the Canadian car parts maker Magna. But Fiat says it's fed up with the government demanding that Fiat pump in more of its own money. Analyst David Bailey says this seems to clear the way for Magna.
It looks increasingly, though, Magna is going to be the preferred bidder, I think, both because Fiat are not going to the talks today, also because Magna actually sweetened their deal this week. So Magna's been trying to do everything possible to please the German government.
The German government demanded more cash from the bidders after the US suddenly announced this week that it was cutting its aid to GM Europe by $400 million. Bailey says with the parent company headed towards Chapter 11, the U.S. seems intent on keeping American taxpayers' money in America. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
In fact, Bloomberg reports this morning, sources say a bankruptcy will happen for GM on Monday. World stock markets, not so bad. European shares are up right now, 1.5%. Asian markets closed higher, too. Wall Street, the Dow added more than 1% to top 8,400. S&P shares added about 1.5% to close above 900. Oil has gushed past $66 a barrel this morning. That's a six-month high. Nuclear fusion has long been considered the holy grail of clean energy. Today in California, the Energy Secretary Stephen Chu and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger are set to dedicate a $3.5 billion facility, one that aims at bringing fusion closer to commercial reality. From the Sustainability Desk, here's Marketplace's Sam Eaton.
It's called the National Ignition Facility. The stadium-sized building at the Lawrence Livermore National Lab houses the world's largest laser. Scientists hope to use that laser to ignite a miniature fusion reaction, the same that occurs at the center of the sun. If it works, fusion could become a potential game changer in the quest for abundant carbon-free energy. But Matthew Bunn, an energy policy expert at Harvard, says there's one small problem.
We can't afford to wait for fusion.
He says even if the experiment works, fusion power plants on a commercial scale are still decades away. And Bunn says that's too late to prevent the worst effects of climate change.
We're going to have a huge investment in carbon-free energy that comes on long before fusion becomes available to be part of that picture.
Fusion is also much more expensive compared to other alternative energy sources like solar and wind. And Bunn says the fear is that fusion projects could divert funding away from proven technologies. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
This morning, President Obama announces a new government plan to identify cyber threats and protect vital information. And the New York Times reports today the Pentagon plans to get in on the act with a new cyberspace military command that would complement the civilian effort.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice, over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at TrustedChoice.com. And by SaveAndInvest.org, helping military service members and families manage their money with confidence. Online at SaveAndInvest.org.
Gold's been in the news a lot lately. The price has been going up and up and up, now $973 an ounce. And then there are all the folks here in California looking for gold. Yeah, today, as in 2009. But not everyone's yelling Eureka. Here's Rico Galliano.
The Angeles National Forest is an hour's drive from Los Angeles, up twisty mountain roads. On a Tuesday morning, it's mostly empty, except for a stretch along the San Gabriel River. That's where dozens of prospectors camp out just about every day. Robert Herstrom is one of them.
So how long have you been doing this?
Not very long, a couple months.
And how you doing?
Not very good.
That's putting it mildly. After weeks of standing in the river, sifting soil through what's called a sluice box, Herstrom says he's found a fraction of a gram of gold dust, not worth enough to pay for his trip here. He doesn't mind. He's retired.
It's just recreational. Something to do. Stay out of watching TV.
He could be sincere, or hiding a wounded ego. But one thing's sure, lots of people have suddenly taken interest in this form of recreation. And some of them expect more than a good time. Sherry Rollman is a public affairs officer for the Angeles National Forest. She says over the last few months, gold fever has led to phone calls like this.
The gentleman from the East Coast said he'd spent the last of his savings on some mining equipment and wanted to know where he could go mining here on the Angeles National Forest.
This concerns Rollman, and not just because it's a kind of pathetic story.
Unfortunately, all of the lands on the Angeles were withdrawn from mineral entry by the 1928 Mining Act.
Which means it's illegal to take minerals out of this stretch of the San Gabriel River. The public parts of it, anyway. And the area is a patchwork of public and private land. It's hard for prospectors to know when they've strayed from one to the other. The Forest Service says they'll be taking a, quote, closer look to see if regulations are being violated. For now, though, prospectors keep hunting for treasure. One of them, an unemployed machinist named Don, uses this dredger. It sucks soil from the river bottom, hopefully along with gold. Even with the dredge, Don says he only finds an ounce a year, but I understand the allure when he shows me some of his stash.
I find a whole bunch of that.
Kind of looks like a test tube full of, like, gold flakes.
Yeah, that little of this.
Wow, now those are the size of, like, pebbles. That's gorgeous stuff. You want to give me one of those?
No, thanks.
In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
Finally, after tonight, you'll have to tune in before the news to see that chin. Today at NBC Studios in Burbank, California. And after 17 years, it'll be the last taping of Jay Leno's Tonight Show. Conan O'Brien takes over on Monday, and Leno takes over a primetime slot in the fall. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chitakis. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.